It was good. It was nice. I mean, it was a nice time to go out and bat. Actually, they were pretty tired, and we just sort of counteracted that a little bit, and I just felt take them off almost, like not let them settle with the ball, especially the seamers. And obviously there was a bit of spin there, but it was just nice. I feel like I play spin all right sometimes, so it was good today. And I felt good before the tea break, and I felt like the way I'm just going to keep playing. I'm just going to, when the bad ball comes, and I felt like I got quite a few today, and I just tried to put them away and almost building five-run partnerships with Chris Fox. We just went up in fives and not really thought about anything else. We were just thinking, just do the same thing and try and get the bowlers tired and then pounce on anything loose, but there was no talk whatsoever. I think the momentum that we took into our batting after tea was crucial, and to almost make them fetch the ball a little bit, you know, hit those gaps and sort of always look for the boundary option and not get stuck almost, not go too defensive and try and take it to them a little bit.
Are you licking your lips about tomorrow? Are you going to be busy? Do you think you're going to be busy? Seems to be taking spin.
I felt not every ball spun. Like it was obvious, there is obviously spin in the wicket, especially from a bit wider for the foot holes. But from the straight ball, I felt the odd ball did spin, and it wasn't as easy. And if you put the batter, if you put the ball under pressure a little bit, then make him lose his length a little bit, not getting settled. But there was, I did feel, especially early on in my innings, I felt it was quite dangerous against the spinners. And last day pitch, as a sole spinner, I think you always look like you're going to bowl. Hopefully it'll be overcast for the seamers as well. And I feel when the sun's out, it's quite nice to bat. And then when it's overcast, it's not as easy. The wicket feels like it's a bit softer and stuff. So, and I think that helps the spinners as well. So hopefully I can get a good bowl tomorrow. I feel like I've been bowling quite well lately. I mean, first things, I didn't get any wickets, but hopefully secondly, the last 2 days of this test match is my days after dropping that catch first things.
Mo, can you quite believe where the match is given that you were playing catch-up for the first 3 days?
First 2.5 days, I think.
Okay, yeah, no, 2.5 days.
No, I mean, we obviously had a bad start in this game and we were behind the eight ball, but we're a side that's looking to improve, and we have to improve in those situations where we're behind and try and win the game from that position. And we probably haven't done that much lately, and it's a great position to be in now. I mean, at one point we were thinking maybe 180 lead would be, you know, sensible and sort of logistically you know, capable and stuff like that, but I think to have the lead that we have is a fantastic effort.
Any heart-stopping moments when you were, the no ball was a nice little relief?
Not really. I felt like we had a good partnership already, and sort of I'm a sort of a player who takes any sort of run and whatever, you know. And I had 32 at the time, and I thought that 32 at the time was pretty crucial.